You should know it has been in my family for several generations. It was purchased by my great-great-great-grandfather, old Benjamin Rucastle, a well-known sportsman in his day. But precisely what sport he was noted for, a delicacy forbids me to mention. But that is neither here nor there. No, what is more important was his extraordinary ability to drink a yard of ale and sing the national anthem at one and the same time.
But that's impossible.
Of course it is. But that's exactly why I was determined to try for myself. All the hours of practice, all the ruined waistcoat. But gradually, I began to master the art of paying homage to that most noble lady, whilst a mouthful of ale was gliding past my epiglottis.
Jethro?
Jethro?
Yes, my dear.
It is 10 o'clock.
Oh, really? Oh, bless me. Bless me, so it is. I hadn't realized.
Steve, please don't stop.
It is time to commence your duties for the day. You may change your dress and go to little Edward in the nursery. That will be all, Miss Hunter.
How extraordinary.
Extremely interesting. I have no doubt the performance was repeated.
2 days later, under exactly similar circumstances. Again I changed my dress, again I sat in the window, and again I laughed very heartily at the funny stories of which my employer had an immense repertoire, and which he told inimitably. Then he handed me a yellow-backed novel, and moving my chair a little sideways that my own shadow should not fall upon the page, he begged me to read aloud to him. I did so for about 10 minutes, beginning in the heart of a chapter, and then suddenly, in the middle of a sentence, he ordered me to cease and to change my dress.
And the next occasion, did that differ in any way?
Not at all. You can easily imagine, Mr. Holmes, how curious I became as to what the meaning of this extraordinary performance could be. They were always so careful, I observed, to turn my face away from the window, so that I became consumed with the desire to see what was going on behind my back. At first it seemed impossible, but I soon devised a means.
But you see, being so grossly overweight not only made it somewhat difficult for the squire to get onto the horse's back, to say nothing of...
My hand mirror had been broken, so a happy thought seized me, and I concealed a piece of the glass in my handkerchief. On the next occasion, in the midst of my laughter, I put my handkerchief up to my eyes and was able, with a little management, to see all that there was behind me. I confess that I was disappointed. There was nothing. At least, that was my first impression. At the second glance, however, I perceived that there was a man standing in the Southampton Road, a small, bearded man in a grey suit, who seemed to be looking in my direction. The road is an important highway, and there are usually people there. This man, however, was leaning against the railings which bordered our field, and was looking in earnestly. I lowered my handkerchief and glanced at Mrs. Rucastle to find her eyes fixed upon me with a most searching gaze. She said nothing, but I am convinced that she had divined that I had a mirror in my hand and had seen what was behind me. She rose at once.
Jethro, there is an impertinent fellow upon the road there who stares up at Miss Hunter.
No friend of yours, Miss Hunter?
No, I know no one in these parts.
Dear me, how very impertinent. Kindly turn round and motion him to go away.
Surely it would be better to take no notice.
No, we should have him loitering here always. Kindly turn round and wave him away.
I did as I was told, and at the same instant Mrs. Rucastle drew down the blind. That was a week ago, Mr. Holmes, and from that time I have not sat again in the window, nor have I worn the blue dress, nor seen the man in the road.
Now, pray continue. Your narrative promises to be a most interesting one.
You'll find it rather disconnected, I fear. And there may prove to be little relation between the different incidents of which I speak. On the very first day that I was at the Copper Beeches, Mr. Rucastle took me to a small outhouse which stands near the kitchen door.
This is what I especially wanted to show you, Miss Hunter. Look in here.